it's time now for us to, with the kind compliments of Guardian Life of the Caribbean, talk to another of their professionals and give you a better understanding of insurance and what it's all about. A couple of weeks ago, I had the good pleasure of meeting this gentleman, the branch manager, Guardian Life of the Caribbean, Barbados. And of course, we learned then it was his mission to build a dynamic force of persons to work and get the message out in terms of insurance. Mr. Amado Marcano, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you doing? It's nice seeing you again.
Oh, it's great being here again, Larry.
And I was about to say, you are the first and the last.
Well,
you are the...
The first shall be last. The last shall be first.
Well, it's nice having you back. The whole question, you know, we've been talking to a number of your colleagues about the whole question of insurance and that type of thing. You know, you're leading a 29-strong sales force, and we got a chance to meet a number of them. But let's talk a bit about life insurance. For some people, the very term almost make them cringe. Why should someone pursue a career in life insurance? And further, why should they choose to do so with Guardian Life?
Oh, those are great questions, Larry. First of all, we take the if out of life. So we start from that point, and our objective is to eradicate poverty in Barbados. So I believe that's a great mission to be involved in. The career of life insurance is one of the three top in the world financially stable businesses. It's one position that you will never get retrenched or right size. You know, we have seen people who in the 90 years of age and they're still in the business. So mm-hmm. That's one good reason. Apart from that, over the years you make a lot of friends. Just being their client, just being their agent or their advisor. And a career in the life insurance business is a lifelong career. It is a very fruitful career. It is a very rewarding career. And one of the rewards of it is not tangible. It's more intangible than it is anything else. And that comes about when we have people who have either retired and now getting their pensions, or maybe there was a critical illness claim and they can see life insurance at work, or maybe a death occurred to the breadwinner in the family, and you mm-hmm. can, you know, eradicate poverty for the next generation to come. And that is where the real gratitude comes in, more than anything else. One of the things is that once you are doing your job, following all the processes that you're supposed to follow and the tasks that you're supposed to do, because it's a lot of things that a life insurance advisor has to do, unlike a salesperson from a different industry, because we are from not only the salesperson but also the servicing department and all of those things, although we have support from the service, customer service department and stuff like that. So, and the marketing of you is not only the company but you yourself, mm-hmm. branding yourself. So it's a very thought processing type of job, and the way that you think is more important than anything else, because, you know, thinking really, by the way that you think, that's the way that you act, basically.
I am, as I listen to you, I'm starting to think that, as would be the case with a lawyer, with a doctor, confidentiality is really very important in this profession.
Yes, sir, Larry. It is very, very confidential. And one of the first things that we advise all these people is that from the time I start to have a meeting with you, the first thing you're going to talk about is the confidentiality of it. Mm-hmm. So this, your business should never be sent to anybody, you know. The only time that may happen is if we have a discussion with myself or any managers about, but it's not really about your particular business, but it's about the solution mm-hmm. to make sure you have the best financial advice.
What are the requirements that one would need coming into to the business? Is a degree required?
Well, all those things are good additions. But what are required is, I would put it in a very strange way, but you have to have, I say that you have to have a BSc and a PhD. You have to have business sense, street sense, and common sense to start off with. And then you have to have persistence, heart, and determination. And that is what we look for in a salesperson that we hire in. That is what we, and of course, they have to be very good in communication. And you will have noticed over the last 4 to 5 weeks, well, especially the last 4 weeks, that our salespeople have been, I hope, have been very eloquent in their discussions with you.
Indeed.
So, indeed. You know, those are things that we look for. Good. You know, apart from the academics and, you know, things like that.
Young people at school, even now as we chat, may be saying, look, this may be an opportunity for me. I never viewed it before. What then can we say would be the earning potential? I mean, not only talking about dollars and cents, we're talking about as a life career, in another 20 years, can that young person be assured, look, I've been able to move from one stage to another, and I have not only been able to be paid well, but certainly to have learned as an individual?
Well, education and insurance business is a life learning journey. We never stop learning. So as a matter of fact, next week I have to go to a certification program in USA. So even at my stage, we have to keep learning every day because we are either learners or we have learned. And then, you know, when you have learned, then you're really a walking dead.
Yes.
So, and then we have particular programs which we run, which are financial services certification programs along the way. So from a education point of view, we educate our, the programs that are outside there for the person themselves to educate themselves. Plus it is compulsory in our company. And in other companies, that these programs are being done by our salespeople. So that's one part of it. The second part of it is a young person coming into this business, 25, 26 years of age. We have people of 22, 23 years of age of in the recent past because the millennials are the people of the future. So we are, because the world has changed. Technology has taken over the world, basically. And plus they have to have the human element of it because it's technology and human element that has to join together to do this business. And anybody who is in the business for 10 years, as an example, will be in a very good position financially. And you will find that people will then not only be buying houses that they own, but they'll also maybe buy properties that they could rent out and have passive income as they go along. So they build a career, they build a business, you know. So when you compare it to doctors and attorneys, the incomes could be very similar, or are very similar in a lot of cases.
Good.
We have CS people in our company that make more money than the president. So, and the president is happy about that.
Well, very good, very good. What would you say sets Guardian Life different from the other companies that may offer a similar service? What sets you apart?
Well, my take on it is that there are two things. From a technology point of view, I believe that we are way ahead of the competition. And also from a training point of view, we developed a training school about 25 years ago. I was part of that genesis way back then. I also sit on that committee. Because, you know, I'm in Barbados and this is run from Trinidad, so I'm like a consultant to the committee at this point in time. So those two things really set us apart. And remember that we have the largest and the largest company in the Caribbean. We have over 1,000 agents between Jamaica, Curacao, Trinidad and Barbados. And Barbados and Trinidad being one territory, when we look at our productivity of our company compared to all the other companies put together, we like double the productivity of those companies put together, all those companies put together in Barbados and Trinidad.
Wonderful. We're going to take one little moment and come right back to you after that. We are talking to Mr. Amado Marcano, and we are talking about a very, very important aspect of Guardian Life of the Caribbean right after this.
Life is good, but the right coverage makes it so much better. Presidio means power, protection, and freedom to do the things you love. Presidio, the personal accident coverage that lets you live your best life. Today. Call your Guardian Life agent today or 430-4675 and live easy.
Time is slipping by very quickly. I wish we had more time. I'm going to allow you to just give a final overview of where we have been in terms of understanding more about insurance and particularly about your company.
Well, you know, people become, for instance, in your situation, people say Larry Myers is great.
They do?
Yeah. And he runs a good program, and, you know, he has a very good show, and he's very professional. But I would ask you, Larry, did you become great yesterday?
No.
So it took years and years and years.
Since 1975.
Right. So it's like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan became great because he kept hitting those baskets after the game was finished, before the game started. And one of the things about this business is that we have to keep practicing all the time. We have to keep learning new things. We have to keep doing, thinking how we could do things something a little different. We have to go through all those, that process of evaluation of how we are doing. And that is one of the major jobs that any business person has to do. And a life insurance person is a business person by itself, an entrepreneur. Don't mind that the company is involved in PAYs and stuff like that, and the statutory deductions. But at the end of the day, it's a commission-based job. If you don't work, you don't get paid. If you do, if you're sick, you have to find another. You have to have built up your business well enough that it has enough income coming out of the renewals and things like that. So it's a tough business. It's not an easy business in any way. But it's a tough business that has a great amount of rewards in it. You take your time off as you want it. If you want to take a month off, you take a month off. If you want to take a week off, you take a week off. So it is driven a lot by your desire and your motivation. You're in charge of your own motivation in your life. Nobody else is in charge of that.
Wonderful. Mr. Armando Marcano, Branch Manager, Chief Encouragement Officer, Guardian Life of the Caribbean, we thank you again for being here. We are hoping that we will see you back in the near future.
I am sure. And thanks a lot to the listeners of VOB. Have a great day.
Have a nice day.
Is good, but the right coverage makes it so much better. Presidio means power, protection, and freedom to do the things you love. Presidio, the personal accident coverage that lets you live your best life. Today. Call your Guardian Life agent today or 430-4675 and live easy.